This is Skip Mancini inviting you to shelve the shopping list, terminate the tree trimming, and give over the gift wrap, at least for a few minutes. Take a break from the holiday rush because it's time for Growing on the High Plains. The glorious amaryllis may rank second to the poinsettia as a favorite holiday flower, but it ranks first in my book for nomenclature confusion. It's a wonder that the giant bulb can produce such gorgeous blooms, given the identity crisis it has suffered for hundreds of years. Most people think that amaryllis come from Africa, and they are indeed correct. The confusion, however, comes from the fact that the amaryllis we Christmas revelers know and love really isn't amaryllis. It's Hippiastrum, and it didn't originate in South Africa, but rather from South America. Only it now comes from South Africa because two Dutch bulb growers took it from the rainforest jungles of South America to the watery canals of Holland and then to South Africa. And these days, it's also produced in lots of other countries, including the good old USA and in Japan, where they've developed double-blooming varieties of amaryllis, Hippiastrum. Now stay with me, because this is where it gets really confusing. Amaryllis and Hippiastrum are really relatives, as they belong to the family of Amaryllidaceae. Same family, different genus. And they kind of resemble each other in appearance, but they were discovered by different folks at different times. The true amaryllis was discovered by the Spanish and Portuguese explorers way back in the late 1400s, so you would think those guys would have found the Hippiastrum growing in the rainforests of Brazil when they happened upon South America. But instead it was the Dutch that we would usually associate with South Africa who imported Hippiastrum to Holland in the 18th century and then decided to try to grow them in South Africa alongside their kissing cousins, the true amaryllis. It's pretty obvious that amaryllis kept a version of its family name, but Hippiastrum got its moniker in England in 1837 when the Dean of Manchester gave it the Greek name that means horseman's star. No one knows for sure why he chose that name, but it might be that since he was a lover of medieval history, he was obliquely referring to the morning star, a weapon used by knights on horseback that was shaped kind of like the six-leaved bloom of the Hippiastrum. Back to amaryllis. Now we get the round robin of common names. In the UK, it's known as belladonna lily. In South Africa, as the March lily. In Portugal, as St. Joseph's staff. In Italy, as the Madonna lily. And, now get ready for this, in the U.S., as naked ladies. I had to check this out and found the blooms spring forth from the earth without the cover of foliage, hence naked ladies. Oh yes, and in Spain, amaryllis is commonly called meninas para escola, which roughly translates to girls going to school, since it blooms in late September when classes start. Now, if you haven't had enough of this name game, here's one final tidbit. When we moved my Sicilian mother-in-law from New York to the plains of Kansas a few years ago, we took her to the Texas Panhandle for a look at those wide open spaces. Later in the year, I bought her a Hippiastrum that I mistakenly called an amaryllis, and she immediately took to calling it her amaryllo plant. Happy holidays, y'all.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and produced by Skip Mancini.